Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Load them up, boys. We're saving crackers when you need them.
Hour number three. Coming to you live, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality-built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holster for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Check them out at DeSantisHolster.com. Well, joining us, slight change of position and everything else, but hey, you know, we shift, we adapt. Joining me now is writer and podcaster Rob Morse. Good evening, sir.
Good evening, Bill. I am so grateful for you and GCN. Thank you.
Oh my goodness. Well, okay. Well, I'm sure GCN will be thrilled to hear that. What have we done that we didn't know about?
You told the truth.
Oh.
You told the truth. I mean, the media these days, Bill, is absolutely poisonous. Telling the truth is the actions of a brave individual these days.
Well, you know, I don't think of it in those terms. The problem with embellishing,
sure, you're right,
the problem with any of that some of these other places do is that eventually it always proves to sort of blow up in their face.
Yes,
and they may be lying, and they may lie. I mean, some people like Joe Biden, they lie to themselves. See, Joe Biden thinks he got 81 million votes. So, you know, he's lied to himself. So, when you know, you can't really reach people like that. The only thing that you, me, or any of us can do is try to have our own code and then try to live by our code. And, you know, that's character, right? Character's the hard stuff you do when nobody's looking.
Well, and one of the things we do to encourage good character is we acknowledge it when we see it.
Oh, okay. Well, look, thank you.
The media has sold this lie that civilian gun owners are dangerous. I mean, look at the language. This came up. You gave me some stats, and I'll talk about them later. I was talking to the guys at Buckeye Firearms, Dean Reich. And, I mean, think about it. If you're wearing a polyester uniform and the government pays your paycheck, that they call it a patrol rifle, and the media calls it a personal defense weapon. But if I take that same piece of plastic and steel and my wife takes it out of the safe because she hears the glass break, now it's an assault weapon.
Hmm.
That's propaganda. That's not journalism.
Oh, no. Well, and, you know, the other thing about journalists is that When you hear the term journalist, you're thinking about somebody that's like digging in there. They're going through all the filing cabinets. They're looking for that. They find the obscure witness that was there that saw everything that happened, and you know they find out the truth before anybody else knows, and it's earth shattering. And actually, right, most of them are just pulling it off the topic tracker. There's a subscription service, and topic trackers, by the way, are about the same as Facebook. You know, you're on Facebook, so
right,
like some of the things that pop up that show up on your feed are all designed based upon the stuff that you do. So even though they're not big gun people on there, they'll show you gun things and you know, gun stuff and, you know, a little bit of this and a little bit of that here and there and stuff geared towards that kind of person. And topic trackers, when after Parkland happened here locally. And you remember that happened on Valentine's Day. One of the local TV stations said, and this is the 19th event of its type that has happened this year, straight out of the Everytown playbook.
Right.
Straight out of the Giffords. And, you know, that's not journalism. That's not reporting. That's just reading. So.
And again, I'm going to quote the media again, quoting Giffords. The thing that I noticed is the way they stereotype gun owners. We're a bunch of old, white, rural rednecks, even though half of new gun owners are minority urban women.
Yeah.
So other than 180% wrong, now why do they do that? And my colleague John Richardson picked up on something. I want to share it. Sure. Yeah, we got, not a lot of time, but we got a little time. And that's
4 minutes, right?
Yeah. It's called a preference cascade. They don't want other urban minority women to know that they are a growing segment of the gun-owning population. These women go, you know, man, the world is more dangerous than I realized when I was growing up. I want to protect myself, but, you know, I don't want to be the first person to do it, and I don't know anybody else who does. Well, what if they found out that it was not only accessible to them, it was common. In fact, they are one of the largest segments of new gun owners. Then more urban women would go, wow, I wanted to. I guess I really should take the time and do it. And it's just like what we've seen in constitutional carry. At first, no states did it. And now more and more, oh, yeah, that is possible. We could do that.
Yeah. The you know, when after, and I think I've already shared this with you, so if I'm getting repetitive, please tell me. But after Newtown, they did a study after Newtown, and 56% of America felt that kind of thing happened all the time.
Right.
And when I saw that, I was like, that is a percentage of America that is the low-info voter. And this is the percent, you know, the low-info voter is the kind of person that turns on the TV and only gets, you know, they can repeat verbatim what they see on TV, or if they read a paper or something like that, they can repeat it verbatim. And they believe it. There's no critical thinking involved in this. This is, well, today Bigfoot showed up and he made the sky fall. And then, you know, they're on Facebook, did you hear about Bigfoot? And, you know, putting it out there because they don't look at anything and assess it themselves. They don't get out there and crank that out. I mean, I've said it more than once. I am not the all-master being of time, space, and dimension. I get stuff wrong. I don't mean to. I'm not trying to. Whenever I'm doing something, I'm doing my very level best to tell the truth. And I define the truth as the facts that are valid at the point.
Right.
At that point in time. Now, that's not political truth. Political truth is all defined by who's in charge, by who's in power.
Well, but what you're saying, given the best information we have today, this is what we know.
Right.
But that's not what the rest of the media is doing.
No.
So, and you pointed this out, they repeat themselves every 20 minutes. There's only 20 minutes of news a day. Well, you don't repeat yourself. You put on a three-hour show. You don't repeat yourself once a week, let alone every 20 minutes. So,
yeah, it depends on if it's developing and everything. I might repeat myself.
But here's what we just learned.
I don't knowingly try to repeat myself and stuff. But if it develops, but I mean, that's the other reason. And I don't have the time to point this out. Tell people. We'll talk about this in the next segment. Tell people how to find you and what you do.
I host the Self-Defense Gun Stories podcast, and I co-host the Polite Society podcast. My blog is at slowfacts.wordpress.com. From there, my writing is picked up and carried at Clash Daily and the Daily Surge. I get to write the Armed Citizen column on Amaland. And once a week, thank you, Bill, I get to join you in the ninjas.
That is it. That is all of, well, that's not all the stuff, but anyway. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. In 2013, Core Essentials set out to redefine a man's belt. Blending innovation with superior material, the Core Essentials belt came into focus, highlighting a better fit, better styling, and increased function. Equally at home peeking out of a blazer or a plate carrier, the EDC gun belt answers every need of the modern gun carrier. Core Essentials. That's K-O-R-E, essentials.com. What makes the best the best is that they're always getting better.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
If you feel America is facing more dangers than ever, you're right. Things are falling apart, it seems, every day. That's why you need to prepare for more of the unexpected, especially food shortages. When people panic, grocery stores run out of food fast. Would you survive without food for days, weeks, even months? The smart folks are buying emergency food now. Take a moment to shop MyPatriotSupply.com. We're America's leader in preparedness. With over a dozen years' experience, My Patriot Supply has earned over 40,000 four-star and five-star reviews. Our delicious, calorie-rich food averages 2,000 calories per day and lasts in storage up to 25 years, so it's there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a kit or two, and we'll ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait for something bad to happen again. Rather, be more self-reliant and prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
us.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American-made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Check them out at DeSantisHolster.com. Talking with Rob Morrison, we were just talking about the media. And let me give you some headlines at Fox News, FoxNews.com right now. The number two story. Behar stuns McCain with joke about first actively open gay NFL player. This coming from The View. Are you glad to know that? Do you feel informed?
I don't even think that's true.
Some of them
said they were gay after they left their active football career.
Is that news?
Is that significant in any way?
Maybe
there was once upon a time when we thought no one was gay, but no, now. In fact, now the way gay people are portrayed in the media, we think more people are gay than actually are. So, it's like not news.
Number five story. Liberal CNN host struggling program plunges to new low. They're talking about Brian Stelter, the potato.
Sure.
You know, they got nobody to talk to, you know, no Trump. So now they just exist in a vacuum. Is that news?
I would say not Stelter, but perhaps the fact that without Trump to sensationalize, to demonize, no one's listening to CNN. They're not enough of us trapped in airports to sell soap to. Yeah, I get it. It's minor news.
Emergency crew rescues sex doll after mistaking it for drowning woman.
What network carried that?
FoxNews.com. Woman stops squirrel thief by using Vaseline on bird feeder. They're so greedy.
There's no news. There's nothing of significant.
Vin Diesel explains feud with Dwayne Johnson.
Oh, my gosh.
And then, of course, Elizabeth Hurley wore a bikini again. So every time Elizabeth Hurley does that, they show Elizabeth Hurley, which, you know, that's okay with me. But anyway. I think part of the problem with media today is that media today is trying to be everything to everybody.
Oh, we have to show everything.
Under the guise of news. Now, news is a very boring, dry topic.
I'm not going to try to put out there that there's no bias in what I do. There's plenty of bias in what I do. My bias is based upon data. And the reason I niche myself with guns is because I can look at the way they go after guns and I can see the way they're doing the same thing for climate change. And I can see the way they're doing the same thing for socialized medicine.
Mm-hmm.
So the same template is in place, except the linchpin to this, to them actually pulling this off, would be for them to disarm us. And then we're done. And that's why I have niched myself to this. Now, because of that, I don't have to be concerned when, you know, beyond a passing interest of, a just quick glance of when Elizabeth Hurley wears a bikini. That's not something I ever talk about when I'm on the air. I don't talk about Joy Behar unless it's, you know, Joy Behar being a leftist. As far as getting out there and making all color jokes and everything else, I don't even watch TV.
Right.
Because I'm not one of the 56%.
I don't, as you say, there's no news that they're trying to sell that I need to know. Isn't that amazing? They, with all their resources, can't. You're right. We have to cover the approved topics, and yet they miss so much that is of enormous significance. Wow. Wow. Well, I did notice that more and more journalists are leaving and telling the world that the network has no clothes. Did you see that on Project Veritas again?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, the shine is coming off the apple.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it's after a while, the only people that are not worried about what people think about them, it's obvious by the way they comport themselves as they go about their job, to me, is Congress.
Right.
Everybody else wants to be liked. And everybody else wants to be admired. And everybody else wants to be, they want to be approved of. But not Congress. They're too busy out there being important and, having drinks with each other.
But isn't this crazy? The media thinks it's significant because they tell us what they think the establishment wants us to hear. What a backwards view of the news.
Yeah, but there's some of them, with some of them, it's very important to them to control the narrative.
Right.
Like their top story at Fox News, which is actually an interesting one to me. In New Jersey, they were trying to remove all the holiday names from the calendar for schools, right?
Okay.
And that's interesting since they're also introducing critical race theory in schools. And the parents are pushing back, and they're being characterized as radical right-wing fanatics. For actually saying, well, what's wrong with there being an Arbor Day? What's wrong What's wrong with Halloween? So,
right.
That's interesting, but at the same time, as they try to control the narrative, and this is Fox News. I'm not convinced that Fox News is a conservative outlet. Not because of anything nefarious, but if you look at a Republican from New York, and say, stick him in Louisiana, he looks a lot like a Democrat.
Looks like a Democrat, right.
He looks like a Democrat. Coming up on the next break, how do they find you?
My blog is at slowfacts.wordpress.com. From there, my writing is picked up and carried at Clash Daily and the Daily Surge. I write the Armed Citizen column on Amoland. I host the Self-Defense Gun Stories podcast, and I co-host the Polite Society podcast. Once a week, if I do my job right, I get to be here with Bill and the Ninjas. Thank you, Bill.
We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard. XS Sights makes the brightest, fastest night sights in any light. Are you truly prepared for a high-stress self-defense situation at any time, day or night? Improve your self-defense capabilities with XS's Tritium Night Sights. From big dots to three dots, XS has options that deliver bright and easy-to-see sights in low light, bright light, or at the range. Use promo code LNL21 for 10% off your purchase. Get on target faster in any light with XS Sights.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden is planning to address violent crime in a speech, including the alarming rise in homicides. The White House saying there will be a focus on gun violence, and the president will likely make another plea for passage of a police reform bill in the Senate. CDC Director Dr. Rochelle Walensky is sounding the alarm over the rise of the Delta coronavirus variant. Walensky saying 20% of all new cases in the United States are from the variant that was first found in India, double the rate from 2 weeks ago. Walensky calling it the greatest threat to America's effort to get rid of the virus. And reminding everyone,
we know our vaccines work against this variant. However, this variant represents a set of mutations that could lead to future mutations that evade our vaccine. And that's why it's more important than ever to get vaccinated now.
USA Radio News. The Trump Organization is suing the city of New York.
The Trump Organization has sued New York City after the city ended its contract for a golf course at Ferry Point Park. The city terminated the contract following the January 6th riots at the Capitol, alleging that former President Trump incited the riot and was therefore in violation of the contract. The company had operated the course located in the Bronx since 2015. In the lawsuit, the Trump Organization argued that New York Mayor Bill de Blasio had a pre-existing political bias against the former president and used the events of January 6th as a pretext to terminate Trump-related contracts. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
An Ohio woman is dead from heat illness after hiking in Grand Canyon National Park. The 53-year-old woman was on a multi-day backpacking trip from Hermit to Bright Angel Trail. The woman reportedly became disoriented while hiking in the heat on Saturday and had gone unconscious before it was determined that she had died. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, simulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Live. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality-built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holster for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Check them out at DeSantisHolster.com. We've been talking to Rob Morse, and in breaking news, according to TownHall.com, the For the People Act has been defeated in the Senate. It fell to the filibuster.
Good.
Yeah, that was for me, that would have been a one of those points where I'm thinking, okay, that could be a Civil War action right there.
Wow. Wow. Why do you say that?
Well, because they were going to, it was a 10th Amendment violation. They were, the states get to run their own elections. The feds wanted to take over all control of the elections and the way they go.
Right.
They don't like voter ID, although they got, you got to show an ID card to get ephedrine.
Right.
Or Benadryl, yeah.
Right.
And especially after their admission in Newsweek magazine, where they had this coordinated effort to make sure the election achieved the proper result. That their words, not mine.
Yes. No. And you know what? Isn't that Bill? I'm thinking back, other than those sort of fireside chats directly to the people, I forget his name. It just escaped me. The short little guy ran EDS, ran for president, Ross Perot. And now we've got Mike Lundell of MyPillow is actually doing journalism that the mainstream media doesn't do.
Yeah.
Hi, I'm calling in these people who investigate elections. The media won't talk to you about it. Here it is. You can go find it on the internet. We live in fascinating times. Bill, I want to divert us, and we don't have to. We can go back to the media.
Please.
We both have lots to say. You gave me something significant. You had this graphic.
Yeah.
And I asked you for it. It's almost 2 weeks ago now. I went back and looked up the primary sources and updated it. I'll share it with you. But the more you dig into this, the more significant it goes. Would you mind if I shared it again, the updated results?
Please.
Okay. There are about 330 million people in the United States. We had 39,000 deaths that involved a firearm. That was the latest year we have statistics, 2019. Statistics, you have to dig deeper. 24,000 of those, or 61%, were suicide. That leaves 15,000 homicides. That's where one person kills another person. And half of those murders occurred in just 2% of our counties. Of those homicides, the 15,000, 80% were murders that were involved drug gangs, either gang on gang or you didn't pay me or you want to steal my drugs. So,
right.
Got it. 12,000 gang murders a year. That's significant. But that's not what the media talks about when they talk about honest gun owners. There were 3,000 homicides that weren't suicide or gang-related out of 300 million. Wow. Now, even out of those 3,000, there's still some things that the news media doesn't properly portray. About a little over 300 were from police officers, a very similar number were from civilians defending themselves. Now, just slightly more, right around 400, were the accidental deaths involving a firearm. Here's where the numbers get really cloudy. We know that about 250 children under 14 were accidentally killed with a firearm. We don't know who pulled the trigger. Was that another child? Oh, you didn't secure your firearm. Or was that an impaired adult who might have been, you know, either had a negligent discharge or was on drugs and did something stupid and the child was it. So we know who the victim was. We have a body. We can tell the age. We don't know the cause of the death of those 250 children. So let's put that in perspective. There were almost a fifth of a million accidental deaths in the United States. So about 1 in 400 accidental deaths is from a firearm. If you look at it another way, one gun out of a million is involved in an accident. One gun in 1.6 is used to injure a child. That leaves less than 2,000 deaths that were from either criminal intent or crime of passion. So when someone says, we need more gun control to make the United States safer, that's to reduce something that's already less than 2,000 deaths a year. That's a rounding error.
Well, I mean, there's 3,054 counties in the United States.
Okay.
And only 75 of them have a gang violence issue.
Right.
Out of 3,054. As a matter of fact, one thing that isn't in that graphic, I think if you were to look it up, I think Lott said it, there's 54% of counties in the United States that don't, or there's a high percentage, over half, that don't experience any homicides.
Any homicide. And
of any type.
If you and I were to make bets, those are the counties where gun ownership is high rather than rare.
Yeah, yeah.
Right.
Where where people are allowed to get... The specter of the concealed carrier is a very big deterrent for most people. I mean, crime still happens without a doubt. It doesn't ever stop. But it is definitely a deterrent. But, yeah, the actual numbers... That's why they conflate it, though. That's why they don't ever... That's why the gun grabbers never do a breakdown that you just did. Because if they did it... if they did it, well, then... well, they would look like they were on our side.
Here's the proof, and your numbers gave this to me, Bill. I'm so grateful. We're about 1,000 times more likely to use a gun for self-defense than be the innocent victim of a criminal use of a firearm. So guns are almost always used for good. And if you then disarm the law-abiding U.S. public, we're not going to reduce the criminals. We're far more likely to get more of us hurt because we can't defend ourselves.
Yeah.
Wow. Wow.
Yeah.
The numbers stack up 1,000 to 1, it's just jaw-dropping to me.
Well, I mean, if I say this for the laugh out louds, but when it comes to statistics, right?
Yeah.
If one of the things the gun grabbers were to say, or that they say all the time, were to actually turn out to be true, I would have to take a look at that and reconsider every statistic out there. Except the problem is, it has never happened that way.
Right.
I mean, every time somebody's out there and they're going to have concealed... I tell you what, we'll talk about this. And on the other side, we'll tell everybody how to find you and the stuff that you do out there in the interwebs and in the world.
I host the Self-Defense Gun Stories podcast. I co-host the Polite Society podcast. You can find my blog at slowfacts.wordpress.com. From there, the writing's picked up. It's carried at Clash Daily and the Daily Surge. I get to write the Armed Citizen column on Ammoland. And from there, I take some of that information, Bill and I talk about it with him and the ninjas.
Roger that. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system. And it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Last time on the firing line, coming to you live, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American-made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Check him out, DeSantisHolster.com. Talking to Rob Morse, we've been talking about the media and stats and everything else. And I'll throw out this challenge right now for any of you gun grabbers out there. And I use one very special rule of thumb. I call it the Bigfoot rule of thumb. If one track, one Bigfoot track, were to be authentic, then that means that everybody has to rethink anthropology as far as man's development, because apparently there has been at least one Bigfoot. So if you can show me one stat that you tout all the time, which you tout a lot of them, and actually prove it to me, I'll look at it twice. But not to you.
Yeah, I like that. Bill, another way to say that, show us one gun control law that gave us peace. Just one. You've got 23,000 regulations. My God, we should have achieved it by now.
Well, I mean, I saw something today. Somebody was talking about how important it is, universal background checks, and the Brady campaign or the Giffords campaign was talking about 300,000 people stopped from purchasing guns at gun shops. Okay. We didn't, you know, you didn't talk about how many of those were false negatives. Because
right.
I believe John Lott figured out that 92% of all of those turn out to be false negatives, so they end up getting a gun anyway. The other part is they don't talk about how their incessant demand for gun control leads to more people buying guns than were buying guns before they called it to their attention. You know, gun grabbers, they're an interesting lot.
If gun control worked, California and New Jersey should be a peaceful paradise. When last time I was in Richmond, I've been there, I've been to northern Los Angeles County, not the place I want to take a stroll with my family after dark. So what happened? It didn't work. Explain it to me. Crickets.
Yep.
Well, Bill, I want to make fun of the mass media again, because something they're doing is pernicious. That means it's deliberately bad. They bombard us with just horrific images after a mass murder, but they seldom show us the mass murders that were stopped by armed citizens, and they never show us the good news to the same extent as the bad. And I think they're trying to sell outrage, because that's the only thing they have. That and pretty girls in bikinis is kind of the only way they can make us sit through 20 minutes of commercials on the mainstream media. That bias against honest gun owners, I think, is fueled by both the advertisers and by the political bias of the news editors.
Yeah.
Fox News used to be old, run by the old man. Now it's his kids running it. Change of editorial staff. They can't admit that guns save lives. They simply can't imagine defending themselves. That's not how they live. And why should they? They pay for private security guards at their condo. I mean, and that's why their business, their office building, has a security guard. Look, they say to the average Joe, if you wanted protection, then you should live like I live. And they can't imagine protecting themselves. They think it ought to be against the law, since they don't do it, for us to do it.
Well,
here's another part. Go ahead. Yeah.
Well, I mean, they project.
Yeah.
They project.
Yeah, exactly.
Like when they're out there, the left always defaults to violence. So like when they're out there and they're like, all right, well, constitutional carry is now the law of the land in Texas. One of the things they're saying as they're considering this is, you know, this is going to lead to gunfights over parking spaces.
And they said blood would run in the streets on college campuses. Remember that?
It never happens. It never happens. You know, in college, you know, there's going to be some professor is going to be out there, and one of his quantum physics students is going to take umbrage at the way he characterized his lesson and come up there and go, "All right, Professor Quackenbush, feel your hand," and this is them saying, "Well, this is what I would do."
Right.
This is the way I would react to this. If somebody, you know, the ascendance of like people getting in your business, the Karens of the world out there.
Right.
You know, when I was growing up, if somebody got into my, you know, into any adult's business that I observed, I saw that get dealt with very decisively.
People were shamed. Who did embarrassing things, right?
Yes, but, and not only were they shamed, they just didn't do it as often.
Right.
And now, I mean, just look at it, road rage. I mean, I never saw road rage as a child.
Right.
So, I mean...
Well, okay, but let's... are we going to shame the media over this? They can't admit that licensed gun owners who conceal carry are more law-abiding and non-violent than the police. It's outside their world. I mean, I think we might as well tell them that gun owners are from the moon, because that just does not compute to them. To be fair, most of the guys broadcasting the news don't know anybody who owns a pickup truck either. So,
no.
Bill, you and I are special, but we're not really that special.
Well, the reason we're not that special is because we are the majority of adults.
Right. That's we're pretty darn average when you get
done. Yeah, I mean, as far as gun owners, going to classes and stuff like that, most gun owners, for example, don't train and go to classes and do that kind of stuff. But, I mean, that's about the closest I would come to claiming any sort of special status.
I mean, well,
most...
You and
most
I
of,
go ahead.
Well, I mean, like in Camden, right?
Right.
Now, Jaeger has about 6,000 students that come through his stuff every year. Mm-hmm. But a lot of them are repeats.
Oh.
Right? That doesn't take away from James Jaeger
no.
at all. But what it does do is it indicates that the people that he has trained think highly enough of his training to keep up their skill set.
Yes, in the sense, I want to underline that. That's so significant. If we only have about 2 minutes, if we did nothing else, that would be good. Hey, you can do better, and you should, and it's perishable. And all of a sudden, their students go, you know, it's been a... And I like James. I'll go back to James. But we are in the golden age of firearms training, so there are lots of great firearms trainers. James is good. Find one that's close that you can have confidence in. But James is saying it's significant. This training makes a difference. And yeah, he'd be the first guy to admit, if you don't get it from me, get it from someone.
Right. And even if you get it from him, he recommends going to take another classes as well. But, I mean,
right.
One thing, though, I'm never going back in June. Not going back in June. Never
no.
going. And I'm not going to take any more classes in South Carolina in October either. So, anyway, before we run out of time, we run out of time, tell everybody how to find you and all that other stuff.
There's so much we still want to cover. I host the Self-Defense Gun Stories podcast, and I co-host the Polite Society podcast. My blog is at slowfacts.wordpress.com. From there, my writing's carried at Clash Daily and the Daily Surge. I write the Armed Citizen column on Ammoland. Once a week, Bill, thank you for letting me come back. I really enjoy talking to you. I hope we get some feedback from the ninjas. It'd be great to hear from.
Very good. Thank you for joining me this evening, sir.
My pleasure.
All right. As for me and you, well, I'll be back in 21 hours, and between now and then, you should remember this. It has never been about gun control, not once, not ever. It has been, and it's always going to be, about total control. This has been Lock and Load.
Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Like a piece of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom. One gun, one gunsmith.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.